getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, yeah, here we go, time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, coming to you this week on the road in Topeka, Kansas. Down here visiting my son and the family. So I'm like, hey, what the heck? We'll just do the polka show down here. He's got a studio and a pile of stuff, so we're just going to carry on like usual, but I haven't checked yet. I don't think we can do a 78 of the week down here yet, but I'll check it out. We'll find out, all right? So this is the traveling version of the show. I think it's going to sound pretty much like the normal version of the show, but that's the way it goes. Let's get things rolling this week. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. Now, remember, a couple of weeks ago, I played Stanky and his coal miners. They didn't have Pennsylvania in the name. I was like, what is the deal with that? I never tried to figure out why, but I noticed it was blatantly missing from the record. But apparently, I don't know if it's 2 cents of coal miners. No, I wouldn't think so. Here's one we all know. It's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. There you go. That seemed like a really short record. There's Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners there, the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I notice on the record here that that was coming to you in glorious monophonic, too. So, and I see the flip side is shut up, drink your beer. I think I'll save that one to play next week. I don't even have any idea where to put it. I don't have any of my usual piles here. But anyway, Oompa Hour underway. For those of you counting, show number 420. What were we thinking? Here's Joe Rock in the orchestra with the Lost Weekend Polka.
Jestem dzisiaj, będę jutro,
i jak jesteś.
Yes, them's Butch. Yes, them's Biba. Yes, them's Vina. Champana, Astorana, z dużym głowem. Byłem jutro, jestem dzisiaj, będę wczoraj.
Joe Rock and the Orchestra, that's the Lost Weekend Polka. I don't think that one's been on the show before. Like I can remember. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of records. But see, this one had some dirt on it that I would not have played and left that dirt on it. So I'm like, I must never have played this one because there was some crunchy stuff on the beginning of the record. I had to hit it with some record cleaner before I played it. So that's what makes me think, hey, I don't think I've played this one before. There is some science behind this show. It's just hard to recognize it sometimes. All right, I have the Jolly Two here. Another one of those great K&L recordings out of Hubertus, Wisconsin. I have no idea how to say that. I don't know, but the records always sound great that come out of there. So here's the Jolly Two. It's that old Mountain Dew.
Way down the road, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. And you come back once more, and you'll see me again for that good mountain dew. Sawed off in short, and he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Still in the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Oh, the birds in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Okay, that was so good, I'd almost play it again. I love a record that sounds like it's a bunch of people having their time of their life, that's it, making the record. I don't care who you are, that was fun. That is the Jolly Two, that old Mountain Dew. Now, wait a minute. On the record, it says who's singing here. The print, I swear, is getting smaller every year. Ed Koch? Is that what that says? It's awfully darn little. I heard somebody playing a kazoo in that record, too, by the way, which means I could have been in the band. Anyway, I don't think we played that one before either. I would think I'd remember. There's the Jolly... No, that's the what, the good old Mountain Dew. That's what it was. It's the Jolly Fellows Polka on the other side with the Music Makers. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show coming to you from Topeka, Kansas, down here at my son's place this week. And I still need to remind you that if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, or whatever it happened to might be, you call... the number I'm going to give you, and you can leave a voice message, or you can call that number and send a text message. And that number would be 218-259-2985, all right? 218-259-2985. And we can take care of you. Also, you can email oompahour@aol.com or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Should get you there. So, any of those ways, and we'll take care of you, right? All right, now, what are we doing here? Oh, that's the Jolly Fellows Polka over there. I had the Jolly Two Polka over here, which I didn't play, but the Jolly Two played. There's too many jollies going on here all at one time. I'm getting confused for an old guy. Anyway, here are the Music Makers, and they're doing the Jolly Fellows Polka. Oh, I'll figure it out yet. Is that like the shortest record I've ever played? I feel like I just started that thing. There's East Side Hop. No, that's the Jolly Fellows Polka. I'm out of my normal routine, all right? Working here from my son's place in Topeka, so it's a little confusing here. But yes, that was the Music Makers doing the Jolly Fellows Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'll tell you one thing. It's a lot hotter here in Topeka than it is up in Minnesota. We left behind about 25 degrees and snow. Hopefully when we get home, it'll be... delightful. I mean, heck, we're going to be getting to what here? Well, not halfway through April already, but we're off to a darn good start anyway. So, what the heck? Let's do. What am I talking about? We did the Jolly Fellows Polka. Let's do the East Side Hop. You know, the problem here is I'm trying to read my handwriting. Normally, I type this into a computer as I go, and I can read it. Here are the Buffalo High Notes and the East Side Hop on Tim Zumpa Hour.
We'll be right back.
you have it, the East Side Hop. That's the Buffalo High Notes. And this is, actually, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning the polka records like we do every week. Now, before I play the next record, we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum. But before I do that, I want to tell you to get, if you got kids around, get them over to your radio or your iPad or your streaming thing or your smartphone or wherever the radio, wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the show this week. Because I got a song little kids are going to love, and they're probably going to try to sing along with, too, which is going to drive you crazy over the next couple hours while they're all doing it, all right? So I'm warning you now. But before I play that, we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit. Yes, we are. 1,400 accordions are on display in there, give or take a few. I mean, like, who's in charge? Is there, like, somebody who walks around, counts them all? Be sure. Because, you know, I'm sure they have loaners and demonstrators and things that need repair, and, you know, they come and go. I think they secretly party at night when the staff goes home. I don't know. But anyway, they have their concert hall. They have the accordion repair and technician school. They have a lot of research materials, all sorts of information, whether you're trying to do some research on musicians or instruments or things of that ilk. You should look at their website, worldofaccordions.org. Look at some of the pictures. Look at all those file cabinets full of stuff. If you're doing a report on any kind of music from all over the world, that is going to be a place for some great information, all right? You can look at them a lot online, worldofaccordions.org. And they're right there in Superior, Wisconsin, which is a great place to head north and explore the north shore of Lake Superior all the way up from the Duluth Superior area. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org, all right? All right, you got the kids? See, well, you were paying attention to the commercial. Your spouse was out finding the kids or the grandkids for this one. This is an interesting record. I think I played it on the show a few years ago. It's the Little Piggy Polka, and it's by Gwen Reynolds. The interesting thing is it's on Red Wing Records out of Red Wing, Minnesota. And it's got a picture that is the Red Wing shoe logo. And you know Red Wing, of course, famous for making their work boots. Yes, and varying other styles, hiking boots and things like that. They also make figure skating stuff, hockey skating stuff down there in Red Wing. So I thought, you know, the Little Piggy Polka makes a lot of sense because people putting on their Red Wing work boots would be putting their little piggies in them. And so I don't know the story, if this record was made as like a promotional thing that they gave away or if they sold it with boots or what the story is. But I've had this record for decades. It doesn't get played very often. Here is Gwen Reynolds. And from the Red Wing Shoe People, here is the Little Piggy Polka.
The Little Piggy Polka will dance round and round. We'll dance Piggy Polka, skipping o'er the ground. The Little Piggy Polka, listen to our sound. Sister or brother, we were nursed by a mother and look like each other. We know where to go when the north winds blow. Just dancing and prancing the piggy polka so. So dance the piggy polka, shake your feet and skip. Just open up the throttle, boys, and we'll let her rip. Dance the piggy polka, round and round we go. Dance the piggy polka and steal the show. Open up the throttle, boys, and we'll let her rip. Dance the piggy polka, round and round we go. Dance the piggy polka and steal the show. Dance the piggy polka and steal the show.
All right, there. Now, I talked over the pig noise at the end. There you go. That is a Little Piggy Polka from Gwen Reynolds, and apparently some sort of a promotional deal from the Red Wing shoe people on Red Wing Records in Red Wing, Minnesota. Now I feel like I should play Red Wing by, like, the Six Fat Dutchman or something. Well, maybe later. Joe Ricitar over here, though, ready to go with the Friendship Polka. Joe Ricitar and the band there here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That was the Friendship Polka. I think last week I may have mentioned I was going to play a Whoopi John record, and then I didn't. Does that seem like something that happened last week, or did I play it? I don't know, but I got Whoopi John ready to go here with the band. It's the Two Canaries Polka.
Thank you.
yeah, push the button. See, it's a different button than usual. Everything's throwing me off this week. There's Whoopi John there in the band, the Two Canaries Polka, here on Tim Tumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show coming to you from Topeka, Kansas this week, where it's about 30 degrees warmer than it is home in Minnesota. So that's okay by me. All right, I have the Little Fisherman Orchestra here on North Star Records. And they're going to do the Merry Melody Polka, but I notice it says here, Norm Wilkie, leader. And I'm pretty sure when I was in junior high, which now they call middle school, junior high seems so much cooler, that our band director's name in middle school band was Mr. Wilkie, I know. I think his name was Norm. Is it possible it was the same guy? No. That would be crazy, but it is possible. I don't know. But anyway, I'll try to figure that out while you listen to the Little Fisherman Orchestra do the Merry Melody Polka.
Up a tree looking for me. I've got a girl who's nutty for me. It's a merry melody. She is my honey. Ask her and see. She will agree, for soon we'll be in our own love nest. Dee-da-dee-dee. It's a merry melody. And when I get that feeling, I want to be right back where my heart's telling me and singing, oh, how I love you. I'm telling everybody how I do. Oh, hear me, I've got a girl just busting to be hitched up to me. Now you can see I've got a girl as crazy as me. It's a merry melody.
There, the Merry Melody Polka with the Little Fisherman Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And what the heck is going on here? Why do I not have a sleeve for this record? Something's gone wrong. I'm telling you, when you don't do something in the same studio that you're used to doing it in, things go awry. I'm telling you. Anyway, let's do Kenny Bass and the Orchestra, shall we? I don't know what the deal is on this. The payroll polka, and it makes me wonder if it's like a song that they whipped up quick so they could meet the payroll that week or something. I don't know, but nonetheless, here we go with Kenny Bass. And this is just his orchestra. I always thought the name the Polka Poppers was always one of my favorite band names, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. But anyway, here they are with the payroll polka. right, there you go. With Kenny Bass and the orchestra and the payroll polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Got nothing to complain about because I'm on vacation and doing the show from my son's house, so I'm kind of taking it easy this week and just kind of goofing around, I guess. So what can I say about that? All right, I got the Babe Wagner Band over here out of New Ulm. One of those great Polka Land records made in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And here's the homemade polka. Well, there you go. There's the Babe Wagner Band, and it's the homemade polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this ridiculousness happens right here on the dial, or the computer, or the feed, or the web feed, or the podcast, or the, I don't know, where the heck things come from nowadays. But it happens every week right here at this same time. So I'm glad you found time to hang out with us, listen to some great polka records here for about an hour. That's what we do. It's all records here on the show every time. That's why they sound scratchy now and then, because it's authentic scratches. It's not those digital scratches that you can apply with an app or a plug-in. Like all the kids use in their fancy computers. These are all vinyl records. Well, except for the ones that are polystyrene. Like this Frank Yankovic record that's coming up next. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. We haven't played Who Stole the Kishka for a long time.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Hey! fine kielbasy. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kiszka.
Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Won't you bring it back?
Jasio found a kiszka, Jasio found a kiszka, Jasio found a kiszka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kiszka, he found the kiszka, he found the kiszka, Jasio brought it back.
There you go, Frank Yankovic and his Yanks there. Who stole Kiszka here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldies show. How's the old clock looking here? All right, we got plenty of time here. Oh, what should we play next? Oh, the Batman Polka. I feel like I've just played this in the last month or two, but I don't think it was on this show. Because to tell you the truth, I do three different radio shows a day now. What is with that? No wonder I'm pooped. And I think I played this on a different show about a month ago, but I feel like I just played it here, and I don't think I really did. Oh, look, I got a Bernie Roberts record coming up. In fact, that may very well be our waltz for this show. I'll have to check that out. We got to remember to get a waltz in here. You know, when you're working outside your normal element, it's kind of weird. And I had to send my son and the grandkids and everybody out, get out, go shopping so I can have quiet in the house to do the show. So they're out of here, and so I'm just generally confused. But anyway, I noticed that on the Batman Polka, they spell it with two T's, Batman. And I think maybe it's like to avoid some kind of a licensing or trademark issue. Because, you know, Batman is like DC Comics and Batman and 20th Century Fox and the TV show and the movies and all that. I don't know, because this record's from the 60s, too. So I don't know, but I always found this to be an amusing record. Here are the Bellhops and the Batman Polka.
TV, all that you see, stories of Robin and Batman. Big handsome guy, no wonder why, all of the girls go for Batman. I used to be first place you see, until my sweetie saw Batman. He is her guy, and so am I, but I am next best to Batman. I called my girl, asked for a date. She must stay home to watch Batman. She cannot be bothered by me when crime must be solved by Batman. And if we go out to a dance, she talks all night about Batman. And in her purse, it's even worse, she carries pictures of Batman. Thank you.
There you have it. That's the Bellhops. She carries pictures of Batman. There's the Batman polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And I'm looking here. You know, I had to obviously bring my own records with me. So my son doesn't have a library of polka records at his house. And I'm having a hard time finding it. Did I not bring a waltz? I'm going to have to start looking on some B-sides here, see if I can't drum up a waltz for the show. We're not going to have a 78 this week. No 78 of the week. We'll catch up on that next week. I was thinking that this Bernie Roberts record was a waltz, but it's not. But it's a great record. Here's You Call Everybody Darling from Bernie Roberts and the Orchestra. Bernie Roberts and the Orchestra, You Call Everybody Darling here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think maybe I got a waltz coming up here with the Roy Graham combo. I think it's the only waltz I have along with me here. So hang on. We'll see if we can't get that on here, see if we can't fit in a couple more songs here on the show. So stand by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, let's see what we got going on here. We try to do a waltz in every show, so dancers, you are not off the hook this week. I do have a waltz in the record box from the Roy Graham combo. And some fine organ playing is what it is. But I have the Blue Skirt Waltz, just one of those records you can always fall back on when you need a waltz. You can't miss with this one, right? So dancers, if you're ready, here's your waltz for the week. Just mesmerized listening to the drummer. I don't know. Anyway, there's the Roy Graham combo anyway. And the Blue Skirt Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Not a lot of time left here. Let's see if we can't sneak in a couple more. This one's just weird. I don't care. This is a weird song, man. I have the Dynadukes here. It's the Sweethearts in Heaven Polka. And I'm sure that that's a lovely thing. But to me, it just seems a little weird and maybe even a little creepy or spooky to sing about that even after we die, we're going to be floating around as angels and we'll still be sweethearts. Doesn't that just, it's optimistic, I'll say that. Anyway, here's the Dynadukes.
I should go first and leave you behind to face life alone. Just bear this in mind that I will be waiting, if heaven's my fate, to take you by the hand just inside the pearly gates. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine. Now I'd be a tramp and sleep in the street, or I'd be a beggar with rags on my feet, if I knew for sure when the time comes to part, someday in heaven you'd be my sweetheart. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line?
If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine.
All right, there you go, Dinah Dukes there. Will there be sweethearts in heaven? We'll never know because nobody's ever been able to come back to tell you, you know? So anyway, but I see the old clock on the wall says if I don't dilly-dally too long, we could sneak in one more quick one. And this one seems familiar too, but that's because it's a ridiculous record. And I may have played this in the last month or so even, but it's in the box. And I got time for one quick one. Here's Pete Shalen's orchestra. It's the Shake Fanny Shake Polka.
I took my Fanny to the seashore so she could get a tan. I guess she thought I took her there so she could get a man. When she saw the handsome lifeguard, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
I took my Fanny to the movies so we could see the show. I found two seats way back in the very, very last row. Saw the handsome usher, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Hey!
There you go, Pete Shalen's orchestra. That's a ridiculous song, the Shake Fanny Shake Polka. Anyway, that wraps up this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, coming to you from Topeka, Kansas. But we'll be back in Minnesota next week, and I'll know what I'm doing a little better. In the meantime, you know, hang in there.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, except for this week, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum, back in Minnesota to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!